I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Have a minute to drink it down.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
The time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a throw hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we do toast the Louisiana State Bomb Squad, but Mike and I are doing what we call the tag team. You'll probably be able to figure out what it is, but I'm just not going to tell you. Hear the story later when you get the headlines, but police in Louisiana, basically...
Well, there it is.
Well, they had to discover an unknown possible explosive device. And let's face it, sometimes it is something concerning, but usually it's something harmless when you think there's an explosive. Sometimes it's a piece of trash or a misplaced backpack. That gets people really worked up. But in the past, it's been a PlayStation console, something weird like an abandoned liposuction machine. No offense. I don't know what a liposuction machine looks like, but if I see it sitting out there, I think, hey, man, maybe this is bad. Well, they got a call there this past Saturday. And as a precaution, they evacuated the entire residential street. The authorities looked into it. It was not a bomb. Now, it was found under a porch. The owner of the place said that they were worried when they saw it, not just because they're trying to overreact, but for whatever reason, and we don't know, they'd also been receiving death threats. It turns out it was not an explosive device, but I'll give you a hint. It's what I call, Mike, you'll track with this, either the Brett Dumpty or the Humpty Michaels. And I'll let Mike give you the big reveal a little bit later.
All right.
That's my nickname for it again, the Brett Dumpty or the Humpty Michaels.
Okay.
And then, but the good news is, it was not an explosive device. Yeah. Everyone was allowed to come back home. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
I didn't figure out the other half. I got it.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve, throw a hill. Could you please, everyone? Now, Profile This is played.
Yes, I can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola!
All right, Jordan, you understand how this here game is played?
I do believe I do.
All right, I do believe I do. I like that combination. All right, well, you have your choice of one of four categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me, in other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone, or new in 2023, a new profile of this category, hit me with your best shot. Will you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon?
I'm going to go with drugs today.
I say that almost every day. We go to the fine state of Maine, where a 37-year-old man is facing charges after police observed him throwing drugs onto a roof. Abraham Frederick, he had two active warrants out for his arrest. When police there, they ran across him. Well, the officers began walking toward the man who was on foot, telling him to stop. As Frederick moved away from the police, the officers noticed that he was reaching inside of his pants and then throwing something onto the roof of an apartment building. Well, they caught up to him and they took him into custody after a brief struggle. The officers then got a ladder to retrieve whatever Frederick had been throwing up on the roof and discovered that it was bags of drugs that were later field tested and found positive for something illegal. Now, officials say the discarded drugs weighed more than 3 grams, or about 1/10 of an ounce. The incident took place directly across the street from a playground and approximately 90 feet from a sign that posted that it was a drug-free zone. If you're wondering why that matters, because if it's a drug-free zone, that calls for enhanced penalties for drug trafficking. Anyway, he was transported to the county jail, where he was charged with aggravated furnishing of scheduled drugs, refusing to submit to arrest or detention, and falsifying physical evidence. He was also booked for the 2 outstanding warrants. Now, the question is, what drug was he trying to discard across from a playground and in the drug-free zone? Was it flaca, bath salts, fentanyl, or heroin? So flaca, bath salts, fentanyl, or heroin, one of those 4 he's pulling out of his pants and throwing onto the roof of an apartment.
This is tough. I've got no experience with drugs on the East Coast. You said it was in Maine, right?
Correct.
And what was the last one after fentanyl?
Heroin. I'll tell you what, brother, even being from the East Coast, I don't know what the hell goes on in Maine. They're their own animal up there.
That's Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, part of me wants to go flaca, but, like, I also feel like heroin might be the case here. What do you guys think?
I am going to go fentanyl, Jordan.
Okay. What about you, Ted?
I'm kind of leaning heroin. It also seems funny, this drug-free zone. It's like, where am I allowed to do them?
Yeah, no.
2 blocks down.
Sir, if you'd just gone 2 blocks down, you'd be fine.
Man, and how old did you say the dude was?
37.
Yep, 37.
That's a tough one. I'm thinking it's either fentanyl or heroin. I'll go classic. I'll go heroin.
Okay, Jordan, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with 10. I'm going to go heroin on this.
Okay, you guys are in there. All right, we're going to find out what this guy threw on the roof. Was it flaca, bath salts, fentanyl, or heroin next?
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, categories, drugs on profile. This we got a 37-year-old man in Maine. He was seen throwing drugs on the roof because police were on his tail there.
Correct.
He was being apprehended by police, so took the drugs, threw them up on the apartment roof that was beside where he was being arrested. Question was it a bag of flaca, of bath salts, fentanyl, or heroin?
Jordan, that's the very question that we posed to you. You agree with D. Ted Smith and went heroin.
Which, oh,
to
no.
be fair, what I understand of Maine, not a bad guess. However, not the correct guess.
All right.
Miles, I don't know why, but you went fentanyl, right?
I went fentanyl.
And you're correct.
Boom! Know your fentanyl dealer.
I think that's part of the reason that he had such a little amount, but it's such a big deal, because that stuff is...
You're always looking for every news story. It seems like whenever they make a major bust, there's so much fentanyl involved.
Right.
And there's a little bit of heroin. There might be a lot of fentanyl, but a little bit of heroin. Heroin's one of those things where, like, if you're a heroin addict, man, you know what you got to do. You got a rig, you got all that stuff.
Right.
Fentanyl just, pop, gone.
And know? Just, God, that stuff. Yeah. Come on, man.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
We got the Jimmys, Fallon Kimmel, Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Writers, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted, or is it Late Night?
That's right, though. The title, these guys have teams and talented writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The FDA proposed new guidelines that would limit lead levels in baby food.
Oh.
A real surprise to parents who thought the current level was any.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
That's Seth.
The FDA proposed new guidelines that would limit lead levels in processed baby food. A real surprise to parents who thought the current limit was any.
King Charles's real estate firm is suing Twitter for failing to pay their rent at their London office. His real estate firm, you mean England?
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
King Charles's real estate firm is suing Twitter for failing to pay rent at their London office. Yeah, King Charles's real estate firm. Everyone's like, you mean England?
The company Ticketmaster was in Senate hearings this week about how they handled the Taylor Swift tickets. And they actually apologized. They were very sorry and plan to change absolutely nothing.
Ted Smith.
That is me.
And you're right. God, you know, this complete fiasco, we are so sorry. What changes do you make? Changes.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Justin Bieber just sold his entire music catalog for $200 million. And when asked what he plans to do with the money, Justin said, buy a dozen eggs.
Writers.
Fallon.
Justin Bieber just sold his entire music catalog for $200 million. Yeah, asked what he's going to do with the money. Bieber said, buy a dozen eggs.
In a recent interview, Pope Francis said he doesn't mind criticism and said it, quote, helps you grow and improve things because nothing says open to change like still speaking Latin.
Myers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
In a new interview, Pope Francis said he doesn't mind criticism and said it, quote, helps you grow and improve things because nothing says you're open to change like still speaking Latin.
I'll tell you what, man. I went to the Kraken game last night.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this to be funny. It was Kraken. Like, I showed up. I was a little bit late. This was getting out of work. Like, as soon as I showed up, right before I got to my buddy in the seats, they put in that first goal. So I walked down the two stairs and was like, let's effing go. It was just awesome. They're scoring goals. They're controlling the game. There was a fight.
They absolutely controlled that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no point the Canucks even looked like they were ready, man. And we put it on. Thought it should be a good game. I did not realize you were there.
I know, it's funny. I thought I would have mentioned it yesterday. This morning, I was like, oh, the curse is broken. It's like the last two games I went to, they lost.
Right. They were not losing that game.
No, I was very happy to see him win in person. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't been to a Kraken game yet, you should go. They do a very good job. Like, I you could look at all the stuff. Like, the arena is pricey. But, I mean, it's beautiful. The staff there is super nice. Even just the, you know, like the entrance and everything. Like, they just do a very good job in there. Like, I thoroughly enjoy it. And also, as far as temperature goes, I love going to a hockey game.
Is it cold in there?
Yeah, because they're playing on ice and stuff. Like, I don't know. You could wear your hoodie. I feel like I go to enough sporting events where it's either too cold or too hot or, you know what I mean? Kind of, or too.
All right, Goldilocks.
Right, or like sunny or rainy.
This was
like,
just right.
Yeah, man. You go in there, a pair of jeans and a
man,
hoodie.
Man, they lit it up, though.
Look, I will say this. Climate Pledge is an expensive-ass place, but the flip side of that is we didn't pay for it.
Mm-hmm. That's very true,
because
too,
typically, right, you go to an arena that you also paid for, and the prices are still the
also,
same.
Like,
so at least with that, you go like, hey, man, we didn't have to drop a dime for this bad.
Also, very Canadian in the rivalry. So, like, you look at 3 hours north, you're in Vancouver.
Correct.
3 hours south, according to Amtrak, you're in Vancouver, but you're also in Portland, right?
You're in Portland.
All right. So, Vancouver, as far as Whitecaps, whatever the deal is, it just seems like, as far as the crowd goes, I'm sure that was much friendlier than, like, going to a Sounders match against Portland.
Yeah.
It had to
It's
be.
Not chippy. You know what I'm saying?
It's, right. I mean, here's the weird thing is that, like, Vancouver now is a rival, but I think there was a lot of people in the Northwest who grew up being Canucks fans.
Sure.
Just because it was the closest major, or, you know, Major League Hockey team.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So that one's a little different. And, I mean, look, that happens. Look, I'm proof of that, right? Like, I'm a massive Seahawks fan now. Obviously, I wasn't growing up. And it's weird how you'll change teams, right? Like, I'm a Kraken fan. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really watch the Capitals anymore, this and that. But there's some teams like that are hard to give up. So if you lived here and you watched Vancouver growing up, it's got to be a little weird now to be like, ah, the hell with him.
Well, sure. I asked Miggs. I hadn't seen him in a few days. I was like, dude, you went to that Devils game. He's from New Jersey.
Right.
He was a massive Devils fan. I'm like, yeah. You went into that arena and you did not root for your New Jersey Devils? He's like, no, hell no. Hell no. And I was like, okay, cool.
That's like the buddy I was last night. He's from New York. So I asked him, I said, what about the Rangers? He's like, F the Rangers. I have season tickets to the Kraken. I was like, all right, fair.
Yeah, but there is something, if you live in a town, whatever that town might be, and that sports franchise shows up while you're there,
it's your team.
Right. You immediately take ownership.
You have a window to do that. Same with the USFL.
Correct.
XFL, brother.
XFL, right.
Well, same difference.
That's what happened for a lot of people in the city with the Sounders.
Sure. That's exactly
right. In 2009, when they switch up to the MLS level, then it's like, all right, well, I'm watching their first game, or I'm watching their first championship.
Hopefully that'll happen again with a lot of new people with the Sonics. You know, when they do that expansion 2025
but also there's already still a ton of Sonics fans here.
Right, right.
I think the greatest mystery.
They're getting old.
The saddest thing about everything with the Sonics is you realize it wasn't about people not going to the games.
It had nothing to do with that.
He just wanted to buy that team and put them in Oklahoma City. All right, Squid Game. Mike, you've seen it.
Yeah.
Thrill, have you watched it yet?
I haven't yet, but I'm getting real as I go through my itinerary of shows I must watch, it's getting real, real close.
Is it in front or behind All American?
You know, you're not going to believe this. It's in front.
Shocking.
I know.
Miles, have you watched Squid Game?
I'm right now on the boys. I do one at a time.
That's a no.
Yes.
You have not watched Squid Game. Okay.
Correct. Yes, he has not watched
yes.
it.
Yes. Jesus. Honey, just yes or no?
Yes.
So, if you haven't seen Squid Game, obviously it's a game for money and this and that, but also people get killed.
Yeah.
Netflix producing a Squid Game.
You should introduce a game show. Welcome to the game show with your chance to win $10 million or be killed.
I mean, look, they made a movie called Hunger Games.
That's true.
Yeah, you'd watch it. Look, nobody wants to admit this, all right? But if next week a promotion comes out and they said, hey, come down to the football stadium, I'm not going to say which one, then there's going to be gladiators and lions. Dude might get eaten. Like, I'm going.
Oh, for sure.
Well, pay-per-view, too.
For sure, man. I know this sounds bad, but yes, for sure.
Right, which is like, I don't watch that slap league because there's no defense, and I don't feel it's sporting. But if it's like, dude wrestling a bear, like, oh, man.
I'm not sure that's sporting either. Bear's going to win.
You don't? What kind of bear is it?
Grizzly.
You ever seen a man bite a bear? What did I do to get off of him?
I bit his ass. I think if I'm in the bear wrestling league, you will see men biting bears, yes.
Miles, that's a subculture of the bear community.
Yes, yes. Well, I know, but you can't get through that leather. It's hard to get through the leather. Leather's,
that's why they're assless.
So, Netflix is producing the Squid Game reality show, right? And it's shooting in England right now.
All right.
One of the games they played in the show was Red Light, Green Light. They also do it in this game. But British tabloids, always reliable. They're saying contestants were forced to play outside in sub-zero temperatures, and a few were severely injured. Netflix, of course, denies it.
Of course.
That ain't us. We care deeply about the health and safety of our cast and crew and have invested in all the appropriate safety procedures. While it was very cold on set, the participants were prepared for that. Any claims of serious injuries are untrue.
I mean, it was cold. I mean, it was cold.
I mean, right? Like, no. Like, my fist did connect with his face.
Yeah. Right.
But to say I punched him.
I don't think that's accurate. He did not move his face.
Yeah, I simply wanted to get a pound in.
I did not knock him out. Now, he did fall asleep on set.
Yeah.
But we cannot guarantee that when I hit him in the temple, that that's responsible. It could have been anything.
That's what I've used before. Like, what'd you do after you, like, you were doing pretty good on Saturday, Ted. What happened? Oh, I went home and went to sleep pretty quickly.
Took a nap.
Yeah.
You didn't pass out. No.
No.
No. No. No. I went home and took a nap.
And then rally.
Let's go.
For a pizza that I delivered.
Mike, you brought him up earlier, NPH, Neil Patrick Harris, on How I Met Your Mother and talking about epic stories. Well, he made a cameo in the season 2 premiere of How I Met Your Father as Barney.
I Met Your Daddy.
That's a different show.
Luke, I am your father, Luke.
I'm her daddy.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Basically, here's the deal, is that he wasn't in a ton of the first season.
Right.
And people are like, well, How I Met Your Mother. I mean, he was
the breakout star.
He's the best character on the show, right? You pretty much end up getting annoyed with Ted, like everything else.
In an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, they're just saying, like, look, they'll be there, okay? Like, he'll be in more, there'll be more Easter eggs. Mike, there's a term I'm not big on.
What, Easter eggs?
Easter eggs.
Oh, what would you call it?
Bunny's biscuits.
I don't know.
Clues? I mean, that's the only thing you say.
Well, no, clue. Not really.
They're
hidden, right? For the most part.
Right.
You're not supposed to see them initially.
Easter eggs are things that you're not supposed to. Well, even you can see them initially. Easter egg has kind of blown up into is just a little nod, a little wink to right. people with the inside track, as it were.
All right, I guess I get that.
you're not impressed.
No, I'm not.
It's not Easter, damn it.
Well, you know what? I say that, but look, I learned things about uniforms that I like. Like, I found out this year, I didn't realize, like, the stripes on the Seahawks pants. There's literally 12 of them. For the 12th man. I'm like, all right, I guess that is kind of like a sports Easter egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know that until right, you know, I was today years old when I found that out.
Yeah. Right? There's a lot of cool stuff going on with that team, man. No cap. Also, Mike, what I would call them is hidden Mickeys.
100%.
Whenever you go to Disneyland or Disney World,
really?
You got to look out for hidden Mickeys.
All right, Ted, hidden Mickeys, and go.
There's one.
What's the number? 20 on the door?
Oh,
the fancy club.
23.
Yeah,
20. Damn it.
Is it 33?
I don't know.
We don't know. You're the one who told us.
That's all
I found the door and took a picture of it for you.
Oh, nice.
In Disneyland, but I don't know what's going on there.
The problem is, all my park knowledge is from Disney World. But it is a fun thing.
But that's the world, man. Yeah. I feel like that's the dominant force.
It is. I mean, Disneyland's one thing. Disney World is like that's the big daddy.
Hence, world.
It is, but it'd be nice to go down there and see the original.
I want them to open Disney Solar System. You got Disneyland, then you have Disney World. So, like, we got everything. Simba walks around now. How about that?
That'd be nice.
Right?
God forbid we had a Simba at the park. Got every other character.
Your bitterness for that, I love it.
Where's the damn lion?
Right? Where is Simba? I don't need any more Pumbaa.
Who the hell was Pumbaa? Which was that the
Timon
warthog?
And Pumbaa?
Yeah, he was the warthog.
Okay.
So don't tell me that you don't have four-legged creatures out here. Y'all figured it out.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how they don't have Simba. It was one of their biggest movies ever.
And they have the other characters. They just don't have Simba. I guess the huge argument is, would you have young Simba or old Simba?
Okay, you can do both. Like, have young Simba during the day, right? Metaphorically, and after, I don't know, 3 p.m., it's old Simba.
Maybe he's too proud, Ted.
Well, that's the other thing, too, right? There's nighttime Mickey and daytime Mickey. Daytime Mickey goes to the parks.
Nighttime Mickey
drinks beers by the pool.
Let's go.
My Uncle Phil is daytime Mickey. My cousin Patrick was nighttime Mickey. Speaking of nighttime shows, Jimmy Kimmel Live, the 20th anniversary show is on tonight over on ABC if you want to check that out.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A naked woman breaks into a church and rips a statue of Jesus off the wall. Meanwhile, a naked man causes a major accident in the snow and runs away, kind of looking small. Grandma says she'll watch the kid, but it'll cost you $20 an hour. Drawing a bow tie by a child looks like something that you'd see in the shower. And a bomb scare has authorities scrambling to poach the offender, who was all yoked up. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we go to Louisiana, where police got a call about an explosive device. We covered this a little bit during the shot of the day, but we did not give the reveal. What did you call it? It had two alternative names there. You had Brett Humpty and...
Brett Humpty.
And Dumpty
Michaels.
Michaels.
It could also be Hulk Humpty.
Yes,
or Humpty Hogan.
That's right. Let's see here. The victim called 911 to report an unknown explosive device that had been wrapped in a bandana and put underneath her home. There's half of it. Following a threatening phone call, authorities evacuated the home in an abundance of caution and descended onto the device to discover it was actually an egg. They're still
wrapped in a bandana.
Yeah, they're still investigating the situation.
An egg wrapped in a bandana.
Now, the fact that she
What color was the bandana?
It's a good question, Ted.
I think Brett Michaels did it.
I don't think they revealed that just because I think it's a clue that's getting them closer to finding out who the hell did that down there.
Yep. Damn right.
The other thing is, as expensive as eggs are right now, that's an expensive prank.
That's a very expensive prank. In other news, a woman took to Reddit to vent about her mother. The woman recently had a baby with her partner, and the two were looking into daycares to send their child to while they were both away at work. But the hefty cost of their child care, as well as their debt situation, led them to pursue other avenues. Enter the woman's mother, who they tried to lean on for help. The mother did agree to help, but with a list of conditions, including a $20 an hour wage, late fees if they weren't there to pick her up on time, refusing to babysit in the woman's home, and equipment.
This is her mom.
Wow. That's her mom. She says that these conditions come as a result of the mother's disdain for her going back to work instead of staying home to take care of her child and her traditional family.
Shut up.
Yeah. She also said that she refuses to come into my home. She said she came in there one time, did not stay for any length of time, and I think it's because she and her husband lived together for 5 years, presumably before they got married. So kind of also breaks the tradition there as well.
Honest to God, if I'm this woman, for a little bit less, not much less, a little bit less, just get a babysitter.
Exactly.
Right? Just keep that woman out of your place.
Right.
Your kids don't need to be around that toxic stupidity.
Exactly. If your mother is just going to sit there and puff her chest about how much better she is than you because she stayed home with you.
Yeah, get the hell out.
When she could afford it, you know, crying out, well, you should have thought of that before. Okay. Yeah.
Times have changed, dummy. Times are changing, man. Jesus.
To Fargo, North Dakota, where a woman wanted to get a little spiritual. Local authorities got a call about a woman damaging property at a nearby church. They arrived to find a topless woman running across the street and were able to detain her. Turns out that she had broken into the church and destroyed a statue of Jesus.
Come on.
Oh. Her eyes were so cross-eyed, I can't believe she got in there.
No kidding, dude. No kidding. Goodness gracious.
How did you even see to get to open the doorknob?
Maybe that's where all the destruction came from, Miles.
God. I didn't mean to do it.
Sorry.
Man.
I was just trying to pray.
It was four Jesuses.
Oh, man. More rage on the internet, this time from a mother that was called into her daughter's school. She got the call that her daughter had gotten into trouble for drawing something inappropriate on her pig art project in class. Basically, they were all tasked to make a pig drawing. The teacher claiming that she had drawn boy parts on her pig. The mother went down to the school and sat down with the vice principal, who had written up the daughter for the profane drawing, and immediately unleashed a tirade after discovering that her daughter had drawn a bow tie on the pig. She says that her daughter is no Monet, but to her, a bow tie is a bow and a tie. So it's kind of both. There's a necktie that's nice and long, and there's a bow tie at the top.
Kids take things literally.
They do, man.
Otherwise, change what you say.
She also says if another student thought that it was something else, that's a problem with them, not her.
Right.
Name it Bowie.
I saw the picture, and it's like, dude, obviously the kid's trying to make a necktie. Yes. It looked like an upside-down penis and testicle.
Yes, it did.
Clearly, that is not what the kid's doing.
Right.
If I'm a teacher, I just laugh about it, because kids a lot of times don't know what it is they've done, but I cannot believe this kid got written up and called the mom down. Now it's a thing. And Mike, like you said, we're adults, so we know getting written up in school is equivalent of nothing.
Right.
But to a kid, it matters a lot.
It does.
And she didn't do anything.
That wrecks that kid to be written up, especially if she's as good as her mother would allude that she is, that she's, you know, just, they're drawing, she's not a troublemaker at all.
But you also just blew that kid's head open by saying, everyone thinks it looks like a penis.
Right.
Then that kid says, what exactly is a penis?
Right? You're a double jerk there, teacher.
Come on.
Well done. But that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you. It's finally Friday, a positive Friday. Ted versus the FCC and return of Bad Choice Friday.
Hell yeah, it's all true. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. Thank you for rocking your head out to that, Mike.
Yeah.
Until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay mutable.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.